This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Green State Credit Union's very own Amy Henderson and Zest AI's Mike DeVere talking about how Green State is using Zest AI's technology for their mortgage lending purposes and micro loans as well. Some really big announcements in this conversation as well, so I hope you check it out. Welcome to our show, and boy, do we have a program for you today. But before we get into that, let's do some introductions. Right below me is Green State Credit Union's very own Amy Henderson. Amy, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Happy summertime. All right. And then right next to me is Zest AI's very own Mike DeVere. Mike, how are you, sir?
Awesome. Heidi ho. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. And I think the last time we saw each other was in DC and in Washington, DC at GAC, actually, in person.
In person. Yeah. I think we ran to each other and hugged when we saw each other. It was like this exactly. moment. There was just like this connection that was happening. But two mics coming together, Amy, it was a little awkward, but you know it was in DC. So
it had to be done. It had to be done. So anyway, all right. Hey, we digress a little bit here, but hey, let's talk about what you guys are doing here. Green State Credit Unions, you guys are leveraging, as they say, a technology term, a technical term there. You guys are using Zest AI's technology, and we're going to get to the bottom of it here first. But Mike, before we get started here, just give us a quick refresher on Zest AI for those one or two people out there who may not have heard of you yet.
Yeah, I think we're down to one by now. But, for the one of you I'm speaking to you right now, which is Zest has been perfecting the use of AI-driven underwriting for over a decade. Geez, we're now at 13 years.
Wow, congrats. And
we actually started our adventure with some of the largest banks on the planet. And over the last, I'd say 3 or 4 years, we've actually migrated into credit union where that is our area of focus.
Right on.
And we're helping credit unions with that most important question of who do I lend to? Mm-hmm. But we're doing it in a way where there's auto decisioning and members are getting decisions in seconds. It's more inclusive and it's also more accurate. So they're getting to more yeses for more members.
Right on. Good to hear. And you guys are, I see in the news all the time. So you guys are really doing well out there for credit unions, and they are reaping the rewards as we speak. And speaking of that, Amy, coming from the Green State credit union perspective, so what was going on or what was happening at your credit union that kind of prompted you to look for a solution like Zest AI? And then the second half of it is like, what attracted you to Zest? Why did you guys go with them in the first place? So yeah, so what was going on in the beginning?
Mm-hmm. So Green State at the time had just announced a commitment to serve the underserved communities. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Mike, I know that you know this, but Iowa has the sixth largest housing gap in the United States for people of color.
Oh my God.
We just announced a $500 million pledge, now a $1 billion pledge over the next 10 years mm-hmm. to give home loans to people of color in the state of Iowa. Mm-hmm. So when approached by Zest, I really felt like we had a common mission.
Yeah.
I talked to Mike. We've had long conversations about that. And it's about lending, but doing lending right. And so mm-hmm. that was the initial thing that struck to me at that. When we did our test market with Zest, we looked at it, approved, increased all of our approvals through any community. But what I really liked was the minority community had the highest lift. So mm-hmm. that was the first thing to me. I just felt like it was a total win-win, and it's something that Green State should do.
Indeed. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Mike. You're going to add to
that. I just want to say, let's not walk past. That was a billion, yeah. Right, Amy? Holy cow. I mean, Zest, we love credit unions, right? Zest AI loves credit unions. But I mean, talk about an organization that's living its mission. It's not just a cool tagline on their site. They're actually putting money behind it to make a difference in their communities. That's one of the many reasons why we love working with Amy and Kathy and the rest of the crew at Green State.
Yeah, I think there's another tagline in there that Amy mentioned, doing lending right. And it sounds like you guys are on that path for sure. Right?
I want to steal that one. Can I take that, Amy? Because I, no? Okay, well.
Trademark. So let's talk about how you guys are working together. I know it's kind of in the early stages here, but Mike, how are you guys working with Green State to get the ball rolling here for them?
So we actually started off, we're a bit of a test drive company. So when you engage with Zest, even before you have a contract, we actually build your model ahead of time.
Oh, really?
So that Amy and team can assess the accuracy of the model.
Okay.
That model itself is actually tailored to the geography that Green State is in. So both Iowa, and now we're expanding up into Illinois, I think with the the most recent acquisition, all the way on the doorsteps of Chicago. And so building a model that's tailored to their geography, that's a lot different than some of the other approaches where it's like a one size fits all industry score that they kind of wave hands that it's your model. No, this is built for them and they're able to assess the accuracy and the economics. And so we're tickled. I mean, as Amy said, it's not only getting to more yeses for more members, but it's really giving each of their members a fair shot. And that's purpose-driven building. I think that when we talk about fair lending and inclusion and the reason why Green State and Zest are together, I think one of the things that I was really jazzed about hearing that is a top reason, because we're purposeful. It's not a byproduct of machine learning. When we build models, we ensure that they are more inclusive and they balance both accuracy and yeses, but at the same time, inclusion. And you have to have IP behind that.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. And Amy, I want to get your perspective as well, because Mike talked about kind of the uniqueness of what they're, how they're setting the table for you, so to speak. So I'm going to get your perspective on that and what your thought is or what your take is on that.
So, you know, I couldn't agree more with what Mike said, but what I thought was more even important is they took the time, even before we got there, to think about what our strategic initiatives are at Green State, what things are important to us, and then we could help work with them and implement those things. So a couple of things, you know, I kind of challenged back with Zest to say, I love the program that you have, but do a little bit more. And we're doing a couple of test models right now. So one is on the mortgage platform, as I mentioned, the $1 billion initiative, and we have an affordable home loan program. And we feel like once we go live with Zest, we'll be able to do more approvals by keeping that risk constant, which I think is a really good key. And a big thing for that is home ownership is a path to generational wealth. And so that's super important. I cannot wait for that one to go. And the second one, I think at first, Mike, you're like, what are you doing at Green State? But we want to come up with an anti-payday loan, not a payday loan, the opposite of a payday loan, a microloan. And that is to help the communities that look at payday lending as maybe their only source. Yeah. And a lot of communities where payday lenders are at, there is no other financial institution, even within that geographic zip code on that. So that one is coming. We're going to start hopefully first quarter-ish 2023 rolling that out.
Okay.
And we are developing a financial empowerment center, and we'll be using Zest technology within that to help that community. So lots of good stuff coming, and we love the partnership with Zest.
Let's revisit when that comes about as well. I would love to have you guys back on and talk about that, because that sounds phenomenal just in itself. I mean, that's a whole show right there for sure.
Yeah.
Mike, I think you were going to add to that as well.
No, I mean, well, let's just acknowledge, you know, the innovators at Green State. So they will be the first to launch an AI-driven underwriting platform in the mortgage space within credit unions. So they're actually leading the effort. And it is generational wealth. And so that's exciting. I mean, and then as far as the microloan, I think what inspires me about the team is it's not about just doing math and being able to get to a different product for payday lenders, but it's their commitment to not fleece the members. You know, if you think of payday lending, what, it's 300% APRs. I mean, it's like obscene.
Yeah.
Even under federally regulated, you can go all the way up to 36%. Any of us here have a 36% loan? Think about the people that's impacting. So it's Amy's commitment to actually offer it to its members at a very low interest rate, such that it's manageable and doesn't keep them in that cycle of debt. That's what I'm thinking most excited about.
Yeah, you're going to crush it for that for sure. And let's talk about the implementation process as well, Amy. You wanted to address that real quick. Again, since you guys are such in the early stages here, so can you address that real quickly here and how the implementation process has gone?
So we met with a whole team at Zest, right, to go through the models, which was fantastic. Got everybody comfortable, got our lending team involved. I think it's very key to make sure that your underwriters understand what we're trying to do. And then we've been working at it along the way, working to make sure everything is right. And I think it's important that you just don't go live because you can. You need to make sure everything's ready. So when we have the implementation, it goes out seamlessly. So we've had a great team around us. And I will say it's been interesting, even though we're not live on Zest yet, when there is a score that might be marginal or a loan that we're like, gosh, I don't know if we should approve this loan or not. We're looking at those Zest scores and we're like, we should do the loan. So
Oh my gosh.
We're not technically live, we are still using it in the live environment and getting everybody comfortable, whether that is through our direct channel or our indirect channel. And I think it's going to go great. And we're really close, Mike.
Yeah, no. I think the playbook that you're using is smart. I mean, that's when we work with our largest bank customers, this is the playbook. It's not about just throwing a score and saying, you know, flying over Green State and dropping off this black box and say, here you go, here's your scores.
Plug it in.
No, yeah. We've got to put our arms around you. You're not shipwrecked on that island. We got to put our arms around you and actually help. And so it's this dark scoring period where you're running your old system in parallel with the new system. So you, with 100% certainty, know that what you're doing is going to be safe and sound for members. Mm-hmm. This is people's lives. This is people's ability to get a car, to get a house, to get a credit card, all those things. We've got to get it right. And so being purposeful about QC and making sure that it's right is important.
Yeah.
Is that making sure your underwriting team understands. So getting their buy-in, I think, is super critical because, you know, everybody feels like they are the world's best underwriter. And we have great ones here at Green State. There's no doubt about that. But this is just an added tool that they can use. So if they understand what we're looking at, what the model's looking at, why it's recommending approval, I think that creates that buy-in. And I think for our implementation, that's what's going to make it a success.
Well, yeah. And that says a lot. If they're already using it and it's not live yet, that says a lot right there, Mike. So Well done on both your parts on that one for sure. And I think you guys have already alluded to this in your previous responses, but I kind of want to get the 64,000 foot level here. What do you hope to achieve using Zest technology here, Amy? Because obviously, I mean, you got the, you know, kind of canceling out the payday stuff and the mortgage lending, all that type of stuff. So what's the bigger picture here? Obviously, continuing to position Green State as a trusted resource for your members there. But from your perspective, what do you guys want to achieve?
In layman's terms, I'd say there's probably some loans. I know there's some loans out there that we have denied that we should have taken the opportunity to approve. Mm-hmm. So we want to get our auto approvals up to that 75%. Okay. That's our end game, that we want to auto approve those loans up to 75%. We're still going to have an underwriting team, but I think that we'll use that in definitely a lesser capacity. So an efficiency standpoint, I don't see us having to hire more underwriters. I think we can scale with the underwriters we have. So I think that's from an efficiency standpoint. Yep. Just the speed to get a loan done itself will be an efficiency standpoint. Mm-hmm. But when we know that it's great for us, it's also great for our members. And mm-hmm. when it's great for our members, that means it's great for the communities that we serve. So that's kind of the grand part. The little part is let's just get the auto approves in and increase the efficiency. And then the rest is just all a win.
Right on, yeah. Right on. And what's next? I mean, you guys talked about what's happening in early 2023. Anything else on the table, on the roadmap, Mike, that you guys want to address that you guys can be working on? Because I mean, this is obviously fantastic stuff for the industry. And speaking of being in the news a lot, Mike, Amy, you guys are going to be in the news as well here in the next, quite a bit in the next few months for what you guys are doing. So what's on the roadmap, Mike, that you guys want to share here?
In particular with Green State or
sure,
Zest?
Or in general with Green State?
Oh, yeah. No scooping Zest right now. So no. So from a Green State perspective, I think we've got our hands full with this mortgage model. I think we want to get that right because that's such a large purchase. But having them actually lead the effort, the number of credit unions, large credit unions like Green State and even larger that are asking for this, but we're spending time with our friends at Green State to make sure we get it right. So that's really where we'll focus.
Yep.
I think the micro loan, I think we have a great opportunity to take that Zest as an organization and take what we've learned from Green State and be able to amplify that out across the industry. Imagine if every credit union in the US was doing this, we could put payday lending out of business.
Oh, completely.
And the impact that has on different communities, makes me really happy.
Well, super and credit excited. Unions want to be relevant. That's a perfect way of credit unions to enhance their relevancy for sure. We talk about that at every trade show we go to. It's like, how do we be relevant? This is one way of doing it, right, Amy?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be fantastic. Fantastic. All righty, guys. Well, anything else here to add to wrap up? Mike, I can let you go first here. This has been such an eye opener and already, I mean, you haven't even started using it yet, Amy. This is already phenomenal stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been a great partnership, Amy. Thank you. And thank you for the rest of the Green State team, for believing in us. We're committed. I think what I love about working with you is that the team that you had on day one is the same team that you have a few months later. And they'll be there a year later and beyond. And so, you know, it's, yes, we do sell technology, but the people component, I'd like to believe, is what sets Zest apart. But it's also us deciding who we work with and partnering with organizations that are green state, that are aligned on mission, I think is truly important for us as a business.
Well said. Okay. Well said. Amy, I'll let you have the final words here.
Well, I can't add more to our plate with zest, because I think we're full. I think we're full there, but I'm just excited to see where this all goes. And, you know, I just believe that if you do the right thing, that just good things happen. And I just feel together we're on a really good path.
Yeah. Doing lending right.
Yes.
Trademark it right now.
Tagline zest.
All right, you guys, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work. You guys are doing phenomenal stuff for the industry and for members and consumers in the bigger picture. So it's a fantastic message to get out there. So well done and keep up the good work. All righty.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.